perhaps 9. The Asda Chosen By You tribute to Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg. The World's End. It's a brilliant film. I'm in it, you know. I don't know if I mentioned that. Anyway, the Asda Chosen By You, 3 white chocolate moments, just a quid. They're shit. Don't bother. Trilogy. 1 of 4. Oh, well, here we are again. It's brilliant, isn't it, when you've got a tag? You can't go out after 6 o'clock at night, and so everybody knows where you are. If they'd only done one of those for that Osama bloke, we may not have had all that problems that we had. Next, Pap will solve world hunger. If you're hungry, eat something. It's as simple as that. We've done it in this Pap. How are you? It's me, it's Mark. The Chestless Bugle is with me. In fact, he has to be. He's my new landlord. I now live in the studio we used to record the Paps in. How fucking ironic is that? Hello, sir.
Hi, hello, you're right.
It's my Pap, sit down.
Hi, hello.
Hello,
hi.
Test it.
I'll go back over here.
All right, you're over there. Thanks for allowing me in your house and all stuff like that. It's great to be here, and quite frankly, it's great to be anywhere. I'm 50 now.
I'm surprised you're still alive, to
Thank
be honest.
You very
I'm not even
much.
Joking.
He'll get his Thorpe Park card. He's got a Thorpe Park complimentary something card or other. He pulls it out every time he wants to make a fat joke about me. At the weekends, he's allowed not to produce the card. But in the week, he has to produce the card if he wants to say something as witty as, "You fat cunt." So that works really well, doesn't it?
Can I ask, are we bleeping the swears on this?
Yeah, you can bleep them, but I'll just keep saying the word.
Can you try and keep them to a fucking minimum, please? Because it's a fucking arsehole to bleep these fucking words every time. And you always say to me, there won't be many swear words, don't fucking worry about it, you twat. And then I go to edit it,
talking
and I'm
of
just
which,
bleeping all over
talking
the place.
Of which, it makes me think, wouldn't it be great if DJs actually spoke the way that they should do when they do handovers to each, you know, like the way Terry Wogan did with all his mates and that, and later on successful DJs like... who's that? Simon Mayo and Andy Peebles. The DJ handover, but I'd like to do it in a different way. I'd like to do it in the way that it should be done properly. And I think that probably would be a bit like this. thanks to Maria. She's texted and said about your phone in. You texted earlier on about have you ever been caught doing anything illegal? She says, yes, I was part of an armed robbery in my hometown of Swindon, and I got 25 fucking years. John's in Carlisle. Nothing else, just he's in Carlisle, to be careful. And Mike phones, and he says, you talk about getting caught up with the wrong people. I'm in Parkhurst, and I've got 30 years to look forward to, and a sweaty 25-stone cellmate who likes to take me up the rusty sheriff's badge. That's good. Coming up in just a while, the brilliant Alan Lake. I don't usually listen to his show, I'm sleeping. But I suppose a lot of people are. But he is very funny, a lovely geezer, and he will take you through the night and to probably extremities of hell that you've never experienced before, unless you've tried tramadol on a night after you had too much Mandy. But there you are. I'm off now like a bag of prawns in a heat wave. I will not listen on the way back. He's shit. But he is what's coming up next, and some of you are too lazy, old, or infirm to change the channel. I'll see you tomorrow, and... let me just tell you, I wasn't joking about that last bit.
Well, thank you very much to Mark Fox. I like listen to his show never on the way into work. I listen to the other side and see how it's done properly. He'll be off now, down to the off licence and to sleep in his caravan, because that's how he rolls. We'll kick off this hour with Madonna, because Mark won't play it because his fingers are too fat to fit into the CD caddy.
Yeah, right. And straight in two, please, if you don't mind. We are tributing Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg, the brilliant film The World's End, the third in the trilogy, the Ice Cream Cornetto trilogy, for this pap. I haven't asked him who, if I could, although I could have done because I have worked with the man, because he might have told me to do one. But literally, it's a great film. Go and see it if you haven't seen any of them. I think the other two were Superman 1 and Dawn of the Dead. But it's a brilliant trilogy, and from The World's End, we've sort of borrowed this a little bit and done some stuff with it and what have you. It's the Magic Roundabout remix, because there's a roundabout. It was the first one ever made in Letchworth Garden City, apparently, and it's just... Dead, the first one, of course, they made in 2004. I think the first time, or 2007, could have been last week. And then Hot Fuzz. And then the third one in the trilogy, the Ice Cream trilogy, Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, and Nick Frost, of course, amongst others. You've got to see the film if you haven't seen it. And I am in the third one, The World's End. I'm the fat bloke in the background in a few of the scenes. And if you want to know a little bit more about that. Like to know a little bit. What's a
nothing? It's just you said you're in the movie. You went to see the movie, you mean? Sorry.
Alan there, the Chessless Bugle, of course. Alan? Oh, fucking hell, I meant Adrian. The Chessless Bugle there, of course. And he's a little bit jealous because he does do television at the moment, but you can't really class it as television because he can't get it where he lives. Ooh. Even in Jeremy Carr gets national TV. And I could tell you a few stories about Jeremy Carr as well, but I think we did that in PAP 4 or PAP 3. Anyway, what was I going to say? Yes. Classic jokes from the past. Number 36. Join in with this one if you think you know it. Hello. This is particularly apt for him. He'll like this, but you won't know why. Hello. I would like some... antiperspirant deodorant, please. Okay. Do you want aerosol or ball type? No. I want it for under my arms. Thank you very much. I don't know who told that originally, but I will take the credit for it now. I'm in a new house at the moment. I actually live in the studio that I used to do these paps in. That's where I live now. It's my new home. Here in Bournemouth. I'm allowed to say Bournemouth, just not the postcode. And I'm living with Adrian. And here we have
Alan.
Whatever. We have fun all day, every day. We've got his new girlfriend, Tara. Tara. She's gone. Ta-ra, ta-ra. She is a lovely lady. And I say that knowing that if I said anything else, I'd be out tomorrow on my arse. Also, there's Monty. Monty, the cat who needs to have his balls chopped off. And in that particular reason, he's very angry when you stroke him. He'll purr. And then he'll want to rip your fucking face off. See you a minute. Come here, you bastard. And then there's Arthur's ginger, and he really doesn't care what happens in life. He just lays around. He's a cat, he's big, you could chuck him in the air, he couldn't give a monkey's. And the best is little Pippa, the pissing pooing puppy. Oh, we have fun in the morning, waking up and walking into the kitchen and walking into a lump of little shit. Little baby, Dougie, doggy, Dave the dog, poo-poo, shitty shit. And it's all Pippa. And you can't do anything because she looks so lovely, doesn't she? Mm. She looks absolutely lovely. Yeah. It's difficult because we tried asphyxiation, washing her in the dishwasher, putting her in the toaster. All these things that you should never do. And I have to say a disclaimer there, just in case there's anyone daft enough out there to think, I know what I'll do, I'll stick my puppy in the waffle machine. Well, don't. Okay? Thank you very much indeed. It's PAP 9, of course. We are the Asda Chosen By You 3 White Chocolate Moments. Just a quid. They are shit. Don't bother buying those. The trilogy, 4 now. It's going to be one PAP they're getting right now. There'll be another one in the middle of beginning of November, one towards the end of November, 3 before Christmas, and then on Christmas Eve, this Christmas Eve, it's the 24th of December, you might want to write that down, we will be doing a live, not as live, but live PAP streaming from my website, mark-fox.co.uk and iTunes, and you will be able to call us up. Add your bits to the show. It's important. You've seen the 6 o'clock news. Explosion in Iraq. We asked Margaret of Hemel Hempstead what she thought. We're going to do all that. Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock, for an hour or so, live PAP. And you can take part in that. We're working up with this one at the part of the Asda Chosen By, etc., etc. We've got lots of stuff coming up, most of which I haven't written yet, but will have by the time we play the next song. Which is absolute classic. I don't know if you like this as much as me, but if you do, then you'll like it the same as I do. This is a song.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And
us,
they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
And say what you like, but I always thought Roman Polanski was the, you know, the nicer side of paedophilia. Right, Napoleon the whatever, and they're coming to take me away. Aha, ee-hee-oh-ho. The dog goes woof. The cat goes meow. The bird goes tweet, and the mouse, he goes squeak. The cow goes moo. The frog goes croak. The elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack. And fish go blub. And the, not sure about that one. And the seal goes, oh, oh. I think he's making a fuck or something, I'll be honest. But this was odd. Now, we started strongly, didn't we? But we seemed to move downhill at a terrible pace. But there's one sound there's that no one knows. What does the fox say? Well, let me tell you one thing. The fox says those lyrics are shit. So there you are. That's that's my. So now you know what the fox says. Live from a lovely little place in Bournemouth. It's got some. We're in the studio, my bedroom, my new home. Ironically, the DJ who can't get a job on radio now lives in a radio studio. That made me laugh. Let's just have a look and see what's on this week's edition of the Maidy Uppies.
The Maidy Uppies!
John told Sarah that Ian can't come to the party. But Michael says that if Fran goes to see Nigel, there could be problems with Ian's baby tomorrow.
The Maidy Uppies!
Join us next week to find out more in the Maidy Uppies. There's a lot going on in that one, so if you've missed anything, you can always catch up with the Omnibus, which it runs on tracks in Brighton, so that's nice. So, we've been all right. We've been living together quite well in harmony for the last, 3 days? It's all looking good so far.
It's all right for you.
What do you mean it's all right for me?
Yeah, it's all, no, nothing. It's all it's fine. I'm not saying anything.
Well, I don't have to get up in the night and tread in your dog shit, then.
Well, I don't have to get up in the morning and tread in the food, which you just decide that you're going to leave. It's like you burst into the kitchen, and pull out everything that you can, eat as much as you can, and leave the rest on the floor. But I'm not moaning.
All right, then. Let me know. What do you think this is? That's Ross Kemp on Gangs. So, Adrian, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things.
Yes, Alan.
And if a person does too many crazy things...
Yes, Alex.
Then that person is crazy.
Nutter.
Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension.
What would you
like
do?
Like drinking?
No.
Or having sex?
Wouldn't do it.
But if craziness goes too far...
Goes too far?
Sometimes the only thing left to do...
Is what?
Is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy.
Oh, no.
That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy.
Tell me about it, Adrian.
Maybe this song will help you understand
what I mean. I hope so. In your own time, then.
We went down
Adrian and I.
Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Mother's a box of frogs.
Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink.
Alistair.
I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think.
Yes, Rupert.
Jamie's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name.
Count my fish.
I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me. And
And Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
That cow's mine.
Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Take it to Vegas.
I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Catch me a kipper.
And that, of course, was the unforgettable. What's his name again? For fuck's sake, what was it? Hank Williams, of course, from the adverts where they eat those bits of dried up chicken shit and tell you must be Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin, if I'm going to pay £14 for a pound of chicken, I must be a walking lunatic, Hank Marvin. But if you are listening, by the way, the people that make that stuff, I love it. I'd be happy to advertise it on any future paps that I'm doing. It's Mark, the Chestless Bugle is here. We're down by the seaside in Bournemouth, and it's Pap 9, the Asda chosen by you. Do you think I should check with, maybe run that by Asda?
We can, if you like.
I've mentioned it. Maybe we should ring them up.
We can, yeah.
Maybe we should ring them up right now. That's what we're going to do. I think we need to ring up Asda. But don't ring up the management offices. They'll be busy.
Don't worry.
Let's ring up one of the stores and speak to customer service.
Yeah, you've got one problem. Look at the time. It's a Sunday.
Is there anyone that we can speak to from Asda? If not, could we ask Tesco's advice? There are other supermarkets available on the shelf. Let's see if we can talk to someone anyway. And if we can't talk to anyone relevant, it's probably better that we talk to someone irrelevant and have a chat and see if we can and see what's going on that front. Anyway, it's...
Do you want me to actually call these people?
Who are we actually going to ring?
Asda, there might be someone there.
Go on, let's ring them. Fuck them. Fuck them if they can't take a laugh. Fuck them.
Bear with me.
Pass us that orange juice.
It's alcohol, Mark.
No, Budweiser did orange juice, but there you are. Oh, there might be a bit of a problem.
Welcome to Asda Bournemouth.
Yes.
If you know the extension number you require, please dial it now. Right. Our store opening hours are Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
Saturdays, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
to
he's
10
from, he's
p.m.
from the South Coast.
And Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
No, all right, mate.
Thank you for shopping at Asda.
That's all right. Right, well, I think we've been cut off, so that doesn't help us, does it? Well, that was the best wind-up we've ever done. That was good. If you're out there, you might be a budding DJ who's about to start off in the business and who thinks to themselves, well, I've got to have a bit of an angle, I've got to do my own thing, I've got to have a bit of the X factor going on. Then what you got to do is listen to this PAP listen to it at various speeds. Start normal, speed it up, listen to the quick version, then listen to it slowed down as well. And then whatever you learn from that, I'd fuck it in the bin and go and play a ukulele, something like that. What do you think, you chestless twat? What have you been up to for the last 3 or 4 months?
Well, actually, I've been...
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to let you take that microphone there for a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
All right. I'm also going to slap you roughly.
Ow!
Round the face.
Basically, I've been up to...
Casualty.
I've got a lot of animals recently. I've got a zoo. Got a radio show.
You're doing well on that, aren't you?
Television show.
Brilliant when the boss doesn't listen.
I've got some new speakers in the studio. That was a big highlight of
I noticed that the dog eats anything.
It does.
It does indeed. £250, but it doesn't matter to the dog how much a speaker costs, does it? Because he'll just chew on that like he was chewing on, I don't know. If you think of someone that would chew on something that they shouldn't. Now then. Go on.
I think that would do nicely.
Andy Peebles.
But speaking about a dog just chewing on
anything. Well, if you would, I need to fill time.
The dog chewing on anything, if you could just stop leaving your Viagra tablets outside.
Why? Is it getting hard for you? All right. We are working up to a live PAP on the 24th of December. A lot of people might know that as Christmas Eve. But if you don't, please don't feel you can't come along and wear what you like. But, you know, let's see your face. 24th of December, 6 o'clock, we will be doing a live PAP. You can stream that from my website, which is News to James the Webby. And here's some technical details you might want to take now.
All right, I worked this out to a T to explain.
Yeah, go on.
You need some speakers.
Yeah.
And you need the internet. The internet comes in many forms.
Yeah.
Available from many different places.
Yeah.
You plug that all together.
Never buy a dongle, though, because they rip the fuck out of you, that.
Now, for this special show, you're going to need to have...
20 minutes you get for about a fiver.
This is an important part.
Fiver.
You need to have the phalange up on the vector switch.
That's right.
To be able to pick us up, because it is encrypted in schmuffle.
That's right. If it's not rude to the lookout valve, you could find that your whole piston shit goes down like a tube of Smarties on a large female Smartie with a particularly nice female Smartie badge. Right. What does this do? Fuck all. What's that? You said you'd deal with all that. Look.
No context-sensitive help installed.
What does that mean?
It means you're a monkey.
Remember when I ran away and you got on your knees and begged me not to leave because you dulled the sack? Well, you thought you had me fooled, but I just let you anyhow because I know
you think you'll play this earlier, but I didn't. Listen, right? Mind. Be patient.
I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha! I'm happy they took you away.
This theme, I'm using exposition, screenwriting tips that I got from Edgar, my mate, before I got the court order.
I thought that you were nuts, and so I laughed when you had said that losing me would make you flip your lid. Right, it's true, I laughed, you heard me laugh. I laughed and then I left, because I know you're utterly mad. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha! You burned my...
I've just worked it out what we're going to do, because obviously there are different times here. But Walmart in America, that's part of Asda, so we'll ring them up. It doesn't matter, I don't pay the phone bill. So we're going to ring up Walmart in the United States, ask them about what we were talking about. Actually, I can't remember.
I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time. And you'll be sorry I sent those nice young men in their clean white coats. And I'm happy they took you away. With trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and I'm happy they took you away. Ha ha! To the funny farm where life's hysterical all the time.
A cast of thousands work behind the scenes here about four teams of 94 people work behind the scenes to make this possible. And then what happens is we'll receive ideas for the PAP. The teams come in, we have a bit of a sort of a session. And between those, I think we've got, is it four or six teams of 94?
Five, isn't it?
Five, I beg your pardon. But we've got five teams of 94. And we'll have a sort of a session where we all come together. And then we'll do another one where we do a bit of work. And then what happens is all the best ideas are condensed into, they all sit in swivel chairs, basically. And if they like an idea that we talk about, they turn their swivel chair around, don't they, to face us. And if they don't like an idea, they flick shit at a monkey. So it's a particularly good thing that you can do. And then we go to a boot camp, don't we? And we make boots for a week. And then we come back and we talk seriously about the show. And by that time, we've usually wheedled it down to about what? 3 hours of shit.
Don't forget the concentration camp stage.
The concentration camp stage, where all we do is we put people in pyjamas and see how cute they look before we execute them by gassing them. So that's nice. Then we go through to the live finals. Well, I think we should be able to, you know, do humour. I'm not denying anything. I'm just saying that there should be humour in everything. I wouldn't say it if it was something to do with me. And I understand that you having a larger than normal nose probably think that that bit's not allowed. But I can say that you can get away with quite a lot under the very fragile umbrella of satire.
We'll soon find out, won't we?
Right then, let's. I think what we should do is ring up Walmart in
America. We'll try, but the thing is, if they've got options, it screws us up.
It does. But let's try anyway, because I'm running out of material. And this is the first. And remember that the fourth is going to be a live pap, so you can imagine how crap that'll be. I mean, you don't pay for it, so I don't suppose it really matters to you. And remember, it's all tongue-in-cheek. I don't mean anything that I say. Apart from the bits I do. Bound to have options. Walmart in America. I'm going to ask them if it's all right to use this. Asda chosen by you, three white chocolate moments, just to quit their shite trilogy tile thing. Homage.
Thanks for calling your neighborhood market. How can I help you?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Jim in the liquor store, and I can send you anywhere you need to go, sir.
Jim, you sound like the person I want to speak to.
What can I say? What can I do for you?
Well, let me tell you this, Jim. I'm ringing from the UK, the United Kingdom. We're in England.
Okay.
And I'm a DJ. You probably would have heard of me if you'd actually lived in this part of the world. Quite well known, even if I say so myself.
All right.
Well, thank you, Jim. And basically what we're doing is we're ringing you up because we're doing a little bit of a tribute to the Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg movie, The World's End. I don't know if you've heard of that film over there in the States.
No. Mm-mm.
What about Shaun of the Dead? Did you hear of that film?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, okay. Well, and Hot Fuzz, have you heard of that movie?
Yes.
Okay, well, the third one's called The World's End. It's a really good film that's I am actually in that film, I've got to be honest with you. And what we're doing is we want to pay a little tribute to that because it's called the Cornetto Trilogy.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is I'm doing my podcast at the moment, and I want to know if it's okay if I call my current podcast the Asda, because you're Walmart and Asda, obviously the UK version of you.
Correct.
The Asda chosen by you, three white chocolate moments, just a quid, in brackets, their shit, close brackets, trilogy. And I was wondering if your store or anyone might have a problem with me calling it that.
Well, let's see. I think the best thing is if I would get you in touch with a manager that you could discuss
with. I've got to be honest with you. I'm sitting in my underpants. I don't really think I'm ready to speak to a manager.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Okay. Look, Jim.
Hold on.
I'm going to hold on right now. Thank you, Jim.
Absolutely. You can hold on to anything you want, bud. That's fine.
Believe me, when I'm sitting in my underpants, that's something you don't need to say.
There you go.
But Jim, are you?
Hold
no,
on
no.
One moment.
That wasn't me. Will you get the manager now? Is that what you're going to do?
Absolutely. Hold on one moment. Her name is Shirley, and I'm sure she'll be able to give you some information. Okay?
Jim, you've been a pressure.
You take care. And for whatever it's worth, my father's family, we actually, my last name is Taylor.
Yes.
And I have family that live up in Glasgow.
Jim Taylor?
Yes.
The Glasgow Jim Taylors?
I do. And on top of that, the other half of that family is Native American Indian. So only in
the United
States
could that
happen.
So they probably run the local store. They probably run the shop around the corner.
Oh, what could I say? The only thing I could say is that I'm a good-looking fellow. But hold on a minute.
Jim, put Shirley on. Put Shirley on. You're making me blush, big boy.
You got it. Take care of yourself.
Up your flaps.
Hold on.
Well, that's nice. Jim there. Jim's going to put us through to Shirley. We'll talk to Shirley about whether...
Is this costing me?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, Mark, hurry up.
Well, I want to talk to Shirley about the Asda thing, and then there's the other thing I want to ask her about, which is my... I want to try and get some rampant rabbits in Walmart. I've got a fella in Cardiff makes them. Get them for a steal. He did the Go Compare dolls as well, but they didn't sell as well as we thought they would. So we're waiting to speak to Shirley now from Walmart in the United States. Quite
Tampa,
an expensive...
Tampa Bay.
I think we'll have a song and see what happens. And if this gets broken up, we'll come back to you straight away. Can I just keep it open, or is that what should I do? What will I do? How technically should I work?
Play this? That and we'll sort it.
Okay.
I was walking in the park and I saw a little duck. The little fucker quacked at me and so I kicked him in the fuck. I'm gonna kick you, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna kick you, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna kick you.
Captain, you want my neighbor Mark to take me into Shirley and help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Shirley?
Yes.
Shirley, just give me 2 seconds. I've just got to finish this song. Hang on a sec. You're on the air, but behave yourself, for God's sake.
What he meant, and so I kicked him in the butt. I'm gonna kick you.
Oh, dear. So it's live. It's Pap 8, Pap 9, a big pardon, right across the UK and the world. Hello, Shirley.
Yes.
How are you, Shirley?
I'm fine.
Shirley, I understand you represent Walmart in the United States of America and that I can talk to you because I did try and get the CEO on the phone earlier on, but he seems to be quite busy.
Unfortunately, I cannot speak with you either. Thank you.
Brilliant. So listen, can you... okay, we'll leave it there then.
Walkie bastard ointed me, so I kicked him in the fucky. I'm gonna kick you, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna kick you, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna kick you in the fucky.
Successful wind-ups and brilliant radio shows. You're always gonna get that when you've had two guys who've been sacked from as many radio stations as me and the Bugle.
Jim really should be running that place because he's much nicer than old Shirley, right?
Do you know what I mean? I was at the point where I was going to say to Shirley, I need to get you in a side room and get your knickers off, but it didn't look like it was going to work for me.
Do you mind if I...
smoke a cigarette? No, do you mind if I have a wank?
I've never stopped you before.
Well, I think you'll find that went down the fucking tube. But there you are. It's the Pap 9, the Asda, chosen by you. Three weird white chocolate moments, just a quid. Their shite trilogy, paying tribute to Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and the writers and contributors to the Ice Cream Cornetto trilogy, the third one, The World's End. I was in that, of course.
How would you react, though, right? You're at work on a busy Sunday and someone calls you playing a song, I'm going to kick you in the fuck. What would you do?
I'd ask for the B-side. But there you are. That's me. I don't know. I thought it went to plan, really. We should have tried Tesco's because they'd have probably been all right with us. Do you know what I mean? I suppose we should mention now Morrison's, Lidl. What's the other ones?
Punjabi,
Threshers, Nice. I always did that. Always Nisa, but it's Nice.
It's all right.
I'll tell you what. Any difficult opening hot dog tins?
No.
I must have spent about I don't know half an hour the other night. He was in here doing something for his work, and he, honest to God, he does prep, and fuck me if I couldn't open this hot dog. Do you know when it goes in a little bit and then it comes out like it wants to do a perforation instead of an opening? And I'm thinking, fucking hell, what am I going to do here? And I couldn't open them. And in the end, I give them to Alan. And within 2 seconds, the long, skinny piece of shit had opened the tin. I think he went the other side. I don't know what he did, but he ain't fucking opened them. So let me tell you right now that if you want hot dogs, if that's what you fancy tomorrow, you're not going to go out and buy them for some extortionate amount at an event. Would you go with the ones with the old pull ring? Do you know what I mean? Just do that. Trust me now, because that's the way you need to go. It's the first of in a trilogy of four. We'll do another one in a couple of weeks, and then one in early December, and then one live, as you like, streamed from the website, and that'll be on Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock, and then you can ring us up. And you can tell us just how much this has changed your life. And we'll probably get on, I don't know, surprise, surprise.
The Maidy-uppies!
Keith decided that Sandra was lying about the baby and decided to speak to Michael about why on earth Jessica said what she did to Simone about Nigel's teeth.
The Maidy-uppies!
The Maidy-uppies. Well, what have I done? If I haven't spoke shit for an hour now, I don't know what I have. What's the time on that, Big Ted?
About 45.
Only 45? Well, brilliant. Well, we've got that means that we're going to have to very download some more fucking music very quickly, or just shut it off there. But I do believe that we've got plenty more to offer. I could talk till the cows come home, of course. At what time did the cows come home? Say about 2 or 3 minutes.
About 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, brilliant. Well, there you are then. Okay. Well, what have we got?
We've got one more.
Oh, brilliant. I've got this one. Look, this is good. I like this. You'll love this. I know, not this one. This is shit, but it'll fill time.
Remember when they took me to the funny farm for acting like a lunatic because you ran away?
Shirley.
Well, that was many years ago, and now at last they've let me out. I finally made them think I'm perfectly sane.
Jim's hung himself in the stockroom.
They're coming to get me again, ha ha. They're coming to take me away again, hee hee ho ho, to the loony bin where life was ludicrous all the time. And I'm just crazy about those big strong goons with their clean white necks, because they're coming to get me again. I thought you were my friend, and so I trusted you, believed in you the day you swore you'd always be my pet. Bah! I trusted you, you know I did, I did, I really did, but then you hid, and I'm not really totally cured. So, they're coming to get
I'm going for a piss and a refill. If I'm not back by the time this song finishes, he'll probably yak-cack about some shit. But don't believe him, it's all lies.
And
the settee I'm sleeping on in the front room was stiff before I got here.
I scrubbed your toes, I cleaned your cage, but all you ever did was pay me back with cruel, unloving, selfish deeds. Yes. Well, now I'm free, so just you wait. I'll find you soon, and when I do, I'll swing you by your tail, you hairy ape. And they're coming to get me again, they're coming to take me away again, hee-hee-ho, to the loony bin where life was ludicrous all the time, and I'm just crazy about those big strong goons with their clean white necks, cause they're coming to get me again, to the rubber room with fleas and towers of burping nerds and pimple poppers who sweat and sneer and squiggle and squeeze and squirt, and they're coming to get me again. To the loony bin where life was ludicrous all the time. And I'm just crazy about those big strong goons with their clean white necks, cause they're coming to get me again. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping and birds and basket cleaning. To the funny farm where life was beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy. Oh no.
More Napoleon there from the Papate with Mark Fox, who's currently gone to drop the kids off at the pool. So this is Alan. I want to confide in you now a few things about this new arrangement, which Mark has kind of glazed over today. You know, he's now living with me. Yeah, that's right. Can I just make it clear that this wasn't the master plan, and the whole thing was, oh, I'm leaving London, so I want to be close to you, but I'm going to get my own pad. I'm going to move, you know, maybe, I don't know, 5 miles down the road from you, and you'll see me every now and then. He's moved in, right? He's moved in, and he puts me into this position, and... hi, what's up? Anyway, that's all I've got to say about that.
Oh, fuck off. Uh-oh. What's up?
Left goes on left.
Alright. Sometimes, I'm 50 now, and sometimes I can't actually get a piss out properly unless I rock forward gently on my pelvis.
That's what you're doing!
Yeah.
Not bumming the cats.
I think so. Anyway, listen to that. The bird song. Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, well, it fucking won't come across on air then, will it?
No, not till.
We're working towards the live pap, the fourth in a trilogy that will be here on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock, live Of course, you'll be able to catch it on iTunes afterwards, but you really want to be part of that live scene. You want to be part of you don't want to be the ones that decided on the night that your mate said, "Oh, there's a new band in town. Why don't you come and see the new band?" Liverpool. "All right, Quack, why don't you come and see the new band tonight? They're playing at the Cavern. It's called the Beatles, right?" "Oh, not me, no. I'm off to see Manfred Mann at Fuckwit Street." You don't want to be that, do you? You don't want to be that. You want to be the ones who were there to witness the birth of something special. And that will be the live pap, 6 o'clock, available from mark-fox.co.uk. All depending on whether James the Webby, of course, James the Webby can get his finger out of his student. He's not a student anymore, but let's be honest, he probably is not employable either. Arse. And if he can get that out of his arse, then we'll have a live show here at 6 o'clock Christmas Eve. What else is there to do Christmas Eve apart from watch fucking Come Dine With Me and Come Dancing and
EastEnders will probably be good at Christmas.
Come on, my EastEnders. Shall I warm the spoon, sir? That's what EastEnders hasn't been good since fucking Angie left. Do you know what I mean? Den and Angie's divorce papers, the last one I watched. Also, for the first 100 people that respond to this pap, I will send an autographed photograph of Alan and also Adrian, who's with me today. And I'll do that. I'll do the first one now. What should I say? Who should I say this for? Let's just pretend. Who's
Barry.
Barry. To Barry. Love. Pretty good.
If I join the dots together, I've got a penis.
Yeah, let me tell you that if you don't join the dots together, you've still got a penis. And I've seen it early in the mornings when he walks in to get his... In fact, just now. There it is, right now. Looks like a fucking great big long schlong. And I'll give him that. He might be skinny, but at least he's got a small cock. It's not true, because he's hung like a fucking horse. He'd probably love me to say that, and I have. I don't know. It's time to go. I've had enough. I don't want to end the show on the bombshell that my co-host has got a big penis, but it looks like that's exactly what I'm going to do. My co-host has amazingly large penis. My co-host has amazing large penis. My co-host has a large penis, yeah. Co-host has a large penis. My anchor is a wanker. My anchor is a wanker. My right-hand man, he likes to use his right hand. Man to my left likes to jog it to the... Anyway, I think you get where I'm going with that one. June Allison, Teresa Smith, they're the twins, and I've seen her, believe me, they are twins. Kevin Tran and Paul Blackwell and Julian Seeger, long-haired puff fella. Adam Prickett, all these people I work with on The World's End. It is a great film, go and see it, and it is a true tribute, this is, in a small way, to Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg, and all those three films. The Ice Cream Cornetto Trilogy, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant films, and I really am in The World's End. Also, I've got Academy Award. I'm going to be back in a couple of weeks. I'm now living in Bournemouth with the man I love, and if only he woke up in the night, he'd know that I was doing that, but maybe then he'd chuck me out. God bless you and all who sail in you. And thank... Fuck off. And thank you for listening.
enjoy the film.
The Made-y-uppies.
John speaks to Mike about Keith's behaviour, and Sarah admits to John that Ian said what John said that Keith said made her fanny weep like a bucket of sweat.
The Made-y-uppies. Right, so I just have to hit the record button, and right, we're ready.
Off, off.